for just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones. Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Monday's show. Let me welcome the whole studio here real quick. Make sure everybody's here. Yep, we're all here. Hi, good morning, studio.
Good morning.
I have a daughter's reaction in horror to her daddy's shaved face. Her dad hasn't shaved since 2012. Okay? First time since 2012. Here you go.
I look different, okay?
I don't like it.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's still me.
I don't like it.
I know. I'm sorry,
you guys. Go away.
It's okay, baby.
Like, both kids are crying now. Eddie, do you ever do this with your kids? Like, when you shave, do they think it's weird?
When I grew my beard out and shaved, they stared at me for a little bit. They're like, whoa, both. That's like so
they,
weird.
They grew it out. When you grew it out, they stared.
When I grew it out and I shaved it, it's like so extreme. They're just like, that's crazy.
One time when I was 7 years old, we were at my grandma's house in Chicago. My dad shaved his mustache for the first time ever, and I told him I was never going to talk to him again.
Wow.
I got so mad, and I was like, you look so weird. I'm never talking to you again. And I ran upstairs.
And you remember that vividly.
Vividly. Yeah. At grandma's for Christmas.
Mm. Wow.
Well, everybody, welcome. Today will be a fun day.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
In her application to get into Yale University, Carolina Williams was asked to write a short essay on what she loves to do. So she wrote an essay on what she loves to do, and that's to order pizza from Papa John's. And that got her into the Ivy League school. Yale wrote a note back. And they wrote, as a fellow lover of pizza, I laughed out loud after reading your application. Apparently it was really well written too.
Yes.
And it was outside the box.
I'm sure, Yale.
And she also graduated top 10 of her class. But again, you have to have these extra things. This essay matters. She crushed it with the pizza essay.
Cool. Oh, I bet Papa John's better hook her up too.
Also, when you're doing something out of the box for like Yale, it's all or nothing. Like they're either going to look at you and it's the stupidest thing ever and you're not going to get in, or you're going to get in fully.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I didn't apply there.
Oh, you didn't?
Shocking, I know. Just Harvard.
Carolina Williams, I see you thinking outside the box right there. I see you. Yeah, you Bobby Bones. And now a message from the dirty corner of the table from Lunchbox. Lunchbox, go ahead.
I just wanted to let you guys know, Amy, Bobby, anyone else, I am not your secretary. Like, I understand that I work on the show and I have an email address, but I am not here to answer your emails. If you could tell people, just they email me all the time trying to get a hold of you guys. Like, hey, I know you don't get emails, so can you send this to Bobby? Because he'll read it if it's from you. And I'm like, I don't have time.
Oh, you don't?
To go through all the, I get them dozens at a time.
Wow.
Dozens?
Yes. 12 at a time?
Wow.
Yeah. Because they're like, oh, you know, I sent this to Bobby, but I know he gets hundreds and hundreds of emails, or Amy's really busy and she doesn't have time to check her email all that often. So can you make sure she sees this? I am not a secretary. That is not my job. Morgan is the producer of the show. If you want to email.
Who are you yelling at?
Yeah.
I've done nothing in this.
Well, you can maybe.
He's
let
yelling
people
at the dozens of people that email at a time.
All dozens of you. Oh. Are you yelling at the listener?
Yeah, I'm yelling at the listener also. Like, people,
also.
I am not here to answer emails for Bobby and Amy. If you want to email them, email them. Don't send me your complaints or whatever you need to get a hold of them for.
No complaints.
Oh, are people complaining about us?
Well, like one was like a Pimp and Joy shirt wasn't fitting right or something, wanted to know if she could exchange it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess She emailed Amy but didn't hear back, so it's my responsibility to go to Amy and get a response. And usually,
hey, well, take a breath, buddy.
No. You know what I usually do with those emails?
No.
What?
Delete.
Oh, that's not Pim and Joy.
Delete.
That's the opposite of Pim and Joy.
Hey, it's the opposite of I'm not Bobby and I'm not Amy, so I don't care.
I did get that email, however, and I will say it was a question about the shirt fit fine, but she was scared to wash it, the tank top, the new Pim and Joy Stars tank top. She's like, if I wash it, is it going to shrink a little because it fits perfect? I'm like, nope, everything's pre-washed. You're good to go. Wash it, dry it. You're all good.
There you go. Well, Lunchbox, sorry that you're having to go through these dozens of emails.
Yeah, if I wanted to be a secretary, I'd go to an office and apply for a secretary spot. That's not me. Good.
I think it's now called, like, administrative assistant.
Yeah, which is dumb, too. It's called a secretary. That's what they are.
No. Okay. My mom was one for 20 years, and she transitioned from secretary to administrative assistant.
Did she do the same job?
Yeah, but she had a lot of work.
Why are you yelling?
I'm just so annoyed by these emails.
Ray, why is he so angry?
He is angry.
Man. Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on. It's Monday, but we're still bringing you the positivity. Here's the positivity. It's Monday, and you're still alive and kicking. Most people aren't saying that. You know why? Because they're not alive or kicking. Most people that exist aren't even around anymore. How about that?
Wow.
That's deep. Huh?
That's right. You're around. All right, time to tell me something good. Tell me something good. Go for it, Amy. Give me that good news.
So there was a really big storm that went down at a camp where some Boy Scouts and their families were supposed to go camping. I mean, trees fell down. There was all kinds of damage. Nobody was hurt, thankfully. But volunteers from around the area, they all gathered together and cleaned up the camp, cleaned up all the debris so that the Boy Scouts and the families could still go camping and it didn't cost any money.
Good for them. Yeah. Lunchbox.
Old Rand and Jackie are from New Jersey. They're grandparents of three. Their daughter was diagnosed with lupus, so they volunteered to take the kids in. And, you know, they don't have enough money. They're on retirement. Hit the lottery for $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah, no big deal.
That's funny. That's lucky.
NBD.
How about this? Here's police, and they're ticketing children for doing the right thing.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So they're not pulling cars over, but if they see a kid in a bicycle helmet, they'll go and stop them and be like, hey, I got you a free ice cream ticket. And they're giving them things like ice cream tickets, drink tickets. Here's one they gave them, a pie certificate to go to the pie shop.
That's cool.
Like, they're seeing kids do the right things. If you see a kid pick up litter, one of them went and gave them a pie certificate. So good. I like that. Police officers thinking outside the box to make the community better. And they do that a lot, and that stuff doesn't get talked about enough. So shout out to our men in blue out there. Get your bones on
Bobby Bones Show. Morning, morning, morning. Cindy in Wichita, how are you?
I'm great, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good. It's early in the morning. Can I help you in any way?
Yes. Okay. So, my girlfriend, her brother is getting married, and his fiance asked me to be in the wedding, but she kind of asked me nonchalantly, and she has, like, 10 other bridesmaids.
Hold on. Let me stop you for a second. I don't understand the relationship again. We went, like, 5 levels deep here, huh? Okay, so your brother...
My girlfriend.
Okay, your literal girlfriend or like your friend that's a girl?
My literal girlfriend.
Okay,
we met us at the Bobby Bones.
Got it. Okay, so
a couple weeks ago.
Your girlfriend. So you're in a relationship. This is your girlfriend.
Yes, we've been together for 2.5 years.
So you're close to her. It's her brother.
Yes.
Okay, and his fiance. Holy cow!
The bride. Okay. The bride asked her to be a bridesmaid.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm there now. And she said, last minute, with 10 other bridesmaids, will you be a bridesmaid?
Well, she asked me like 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh, wow. Okay, go ahead.
So I've been asking about the bridesmaid's dress since then. And she just now, finally, this week, said, hey, you can go here to pick out one of the dresses. And then yesterday, she's like, oh, by the way, when you go, you have to pay $200 in full to get the dress. And you have to go by the end of the week.
Okay.
So I'm really wondering if I should just kind of back out because it seems like I'm not that important in the wedding anyways. And also because, like, I can afford $200. But I feel like it's really disrespectful to wait to the last minute like that for have people drop $200.
I agree with you. It's late to throw the $200. Let me ask this. If has 10 exact groomsmen to match and you pull out, is it not going to match? Because you know how they have people walk down together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that their plan?
I think so. And my girlfriend is on his side.
Okay, so...
Okay.
Listen, if you can afford it, If you can't afford it, it's a whole different decision because you can't throw it at somebody. And if you can't afford it, you just got to take one for the team here. You have too many people too close to you that if you can afford it, it is a little bit disrespectful, I'll be honest with you. But sometimes you just have to get disrespected for somebody else. Does that make sense? Like, you have to get disrespected, and it's okay, but you're doing it for someone else.
Absolutely.
So I think you go through with it, and it stinks to have to go through it, and it's a little bit of disrespect because they didn't throw that price tag on you for that dress till the last minute, but you're not even doing it for them, really. You're doing it for your girlfriend. You're doing it for other people. That's why you're in the wedding to begin with.
Thank you, Bobby. I really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. I hate to have to give that news, but Judge Common Sense knows. No. I don't know. Boundaries.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
There you go. People are loving that now. I think I might have started something there. Huh?
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Wellington, Kansas. There's this 31-year-old woman. She's at home alone. Like, man, I wish my husband and son could come home early. So she's like, I got a plan. Calls his elementary school. Bomb threat. Calls her husband's work. Bomb threat.
Huh.
So they had to evacuate the school and the business.
Like, they take the common denominator and figure it out.
Well, they were able to trace the phone call to her house, and she placed both bomb threats.
Wow.
She was arrested and is being held on a $100,000 bond.
Wow.
Oh, man. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
Are you ever one of those people, you have to pull out of a parking garage and you mess up and there's a line behind you, but you also can't back up because there's a line behind you?
Yes.
Yeah. You're at the little machine. You can't.
Happens.
Get a little. So this happened to Eddie, sort of. What happened?
It was a total Amy moment.
Oh, wow.
I got.
Okay, got it.
Shots fired.
Wow, okay.
So I got my parking ticket, and you know, when you don't want to pay for it, you get it validated. And so I went to the lady at the desk and said, can I validate my ticket? She said, here's a sticker or whatever. And I guess it was a sticker that you're supposed to put on your ticket over the barcode, slip the ticket in, and it'll validate your ticket, and the gate will open. Well, dumb me, Amy me, I just stick the sticker in there, the card reader, not the card, thinking that, oh, well, the sticker's supposed to go in there. It jams up, the gate doesn't open, there are cars piling up behind me, just like waiting and waiting and waiting.
You just thought the sticker would go in?
Yes, so I start hitting the button like, come on, open, open.
I think I would have done that, by the way, just to clarify.
You totally would have, right?
Well, how'd you get out?
I had to hit the help button, and then a guy comes out, he's like, yeah, man, what's the problem? I said, dude, so I guess I got the validation sticker, and I put the sticker in there. He's like, you put the sticker in there?
Like the sticky sticker? Yeah, yes. Exactly.
And
don't
he
even
he
say
just
Amy.
Shook in my head, like, I guess people look at Amy.
Yeah.
You guys!
Josh Meyer!
Wait, are y'all going to stand for this?
I'm laughing.
Oh. Amy, the first thing that I thought of when I did this was like, oh my gosh, this is a total Amy moment. And so, the guy just shook his head and just had to open the machine up, and there were about 20 cars behind me, and he finally got the sticker out. He said, put that on the ticket, put it in the slot, and it opened up.
He thought less of you, didn't he?
Oh my gosh, he looked at me like I was the biggest idiot.
He looked at you like,
I guess the way people look at Amy.
Ah! All right, talking about doing makeup in public. Is it rude to do makeup in public? Just give me your thoughts.
No, it's not rude. What if you, I don't think it's rude. If you're not bothering anybody else, I feel personally a little uncomfortable when I have to do it, but I've definitely had to if I need to kind of do some stuff, and I do feel awkward, but I don't think it's rude.
Why not go to the bathroom?
Maybe you can't get to one.
Okay.
And you have a little compact mirror. What? I mean...
The reason I bring it up, I saw it as a news story this morning on TV, and there, people were debating. They were yelling at each other, too. I was like, this is not a yell topic.
Yeah, there's other things you get passionate about.
There are yell topics. Then there are some you just talk about. So... I think if you have to pull out your mirror, you go to the bathroom.
Okay.
If you can do it, no problem. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
If you don't do it at dinner.
Okay.
I think there are places that you do and don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, would you pull out a razor and shave your legs at dinner?
No, but that's different than putting on makeup.
Is it, though? It's all...
Yes, it is. You're, like, removing hair from your body.
I wouldn't be sitting at the dinner table and pull out a brush or comb and do my hair.
Well, now we're eating dinner.
You
said we were in public.
Yeah. Dinner. And no driving and doing it, because that's dangerous.
Oh, I know, but what about at a red light?
Okay, see, here we go. Tisha?
Yes.
Thank you for calling. What do you think?
I think that it's just rude driving down the road. That irritates me more than anything.
Because it's unsafe?
It's unsafe, and they're not paying attention at all. They're too busy looking in the rearview mirror, or they're marriage than not paying attention to doing makeup.
I'm with you there.
That's
all right.
Not considerate.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Let's go to Kayla in North Carolina. Kayla.
Yes. Hi, Bobby.
Give me something.
I agree with the last lady. Driving down the road drives me nuts. I get running late. I'm a new mom. But like when you get to work, just go in the bathroom and throw mascara on. You don't need to do your full face makeup in the car.
I hear some passion in that voice.
I am. Well, it's dangerous. And being a new mom, like, I'm super concerned about my son because nobody pays attention to driving anymore. If it's not texting, it's reading, it's makeup. It's just there's too many distractions.
I agree. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Man,
and I think pretty much we're all on the same page. We're normal. They were screaming to hear on the news.
Yeah.
Like it was some sort of crisis in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And talking about makeup. Hello, Bill. I'm Dayton.
Yes.
Dayton, Ohio, representing. What's happening,
Bill? How you
Bill?
Doing, Bobby? I appreciate you having me on the phone.
I appreciate you calling in, Bill. Hey, I'm gonna come to Dayton sometime this year. If I come, will you come?
Oh, I would so rock your show with you guys, man.
All right.
I would show up instantly.
I love that. All right, tell me what you think about this. You're a dude.
I honestly think if you're driving down the road or even sitting at a red light, you should not do it. One, you could get rear-ended. Two, you might have to slam on the brakes, and you will lose your eyeball. Especially with eyeliner.
Shoving it right into your eyeball. Yeah. Yeah. Bill, appreciate you.
Good Lord.
This definitely went from just doing it in public to doing it while driving.
No, it went to what are the rules, and we found a rule. One, don't do it while driving.
Okay.
Two, don't do it at the dinner table.
Got it.
Other than that, I'm cool.
Fair game.
Do it wherever you want. If you have to pull out a mirror, you should probably go to the bathroom.
Question.
Just for guys, too. If you got to do something and you need a mirror, go to the bathroom.
Okay. What about, can I put on lip gloss at the dinner table when I'm done eating? No mirror.
Let
it slide.
Depends how much the meal costs. Fancy meal? No.
Okay.
Tapas? Yes.
Okay, got it.
Jesse in Virginia.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you for calling. What's happening?
Well, I have an opinion about the whole makeup in public thing.
I would love to hear it.
I am actually an independent distributor for a cosmetic company. I am a single mom and a full-time college student, and I run this small business, and I do a lot of my demos in public. I'll meet women in different coffee shops or places or even my kid's soccer field because that's where I can do it.
So what's your opinion on this?
My opinion is it's ridiculous for anybody to have an issue. I mean, if men wore makeup, would this be an issue?
It still would be an issue. And I'll tell you why. Just because it's men and women. I mean, we have issues about how we sit. We're different. Men and women are different.
Yeah.
When you wear a dress, you can't sit with your legs spread open. Mm-hmm. We can. I guess if we wore dresses, but we don't. And there are things that we as guys, men and women are different. But I agree. Most of the time you can put makeup wherever you want. But to just do the whole thing of, well, if it was a man, we live in a country where things are different.
Mm-hmm.
We handle things different.
Yeah.
It's weird for some men to go buy tampons. That's everyday things for some. Well, it seems like everyday things.
It does, but I don't like buying it still.
You don't?
Well, no.
I take great pride.
No. I make sure I get a female checker outer if I can, or self-checkout's amazing.
I buy the fanciest of fancy ones. And I'd be like, excuse me, I'll take the silk ones, please. Is that how it works?
No.
Oh, well, I have no clue. All right.
Look for sales.
Oh, sales. I would never do that with that. No, never. I'd always go high end. So, nope, it's high end.
You don't want to go cheap with
I couldn't
it.
Go as high, go as high end as possible. I'll take the diamond ones, please. The Bobby Bones Show. Thank you for the call. I have all the results here from people staring in the eyes of their partner. So the story was, if you stare at your partner for 3 minutes straight and you just stare at each other and say nothing, it's supposed to bring you together. So I'm going to play some clips here. Here is Eddie and his wife. This is after the staring.
Yes.
Okay. 3 minutes. You just stared at each other. You said not a word.
Yep.
And as soon as they were done, here's what they had to say.
I felt like at first I was just looking at your eyes, and I think there's a little bit of brown in your blue eyes, like right by the pupil. Maybe it was my reflection. I feel like I don't just stare at your face enough or your eye. We just talk or whatever, but I felt like I noticed that at that moment. Like, oh man, I forgot. She's really, really beautiful.
Aww, that's sweet. I remembered you have one eye that's smaller than the other. I used to notice that. And I realized I haven't looked at your eyes in a while.
Yeah. So do you feel more connected?
Yeah.
not really.
I didn't feel too connected. I mean,
but she did.
Yeah, she felt it, yeah. Which I guess is all that matters, right?
All right? There's our producer, Eddie, and his wife. You guys been together 11 years?
11 years. And that's the thing. We don't really look at each other in the face or the eyes, really. We just talk like normal everyday life.
Here's Amy and her husband. You guys been together?
We've been together 10 years.
Okay.
So should I preface something? We were like legit, like sort of having a fight, and he had to leave, and I wasn't going to see him again for the rest of the night because I had to go to work. And I was like, stop, we have to stare at each other for 3 minutes. And he's like, you've got to be kidding me. And I'm like, sit down, we have to stare at each other. So that's just a little backstory.
So there's a fight that happened before this.
Okay.
We were sort of having a fight before we had to stare for 3 minutes because you were going to leave and assault. Go run errands. It was the only time we had. So I feel much better. Like a minute or two into staring, I was like, oh, I'm so glad we had to do this because now we're not fighting. And then I felt better and all I wanted to do was come give you a hug. But I couldn't hug you because we were staring.
3 minutes is a lot longer than you think.
Yeah. I know, but are you? Did it put you in a better mood? It did me.
I'm still hungry and have to run errands.
I know, but regarding some of the stuff that we were irritated about.
Sure. I'm not mad. I'm hungry. Still.
Love you.
So that didn't work.
That's funny though.
Here's Lunchbox and his wife. You guys been married for?
2 years.
How'd you feel?
That was a long time. I didn't know which eye to look at.
What do you mean, which eye? You look at both eyes, you loser.
I kept, like, bouncing, like, back and forth from, like, your left eye to your right eye.
Do you feel more connected?
Sure.
Because I feel awkward. No, I feel awkward and uncomfortable. Because I've never looked at your eyes for that long.
What did you think about, though, while you were looking into my eyes?
That this is awkward. What did you think about?
Well, first I thought it felt awkward, and then I was like, well, we better take this seriously. So I started thinking about our marriage and the future.
Oh, man. So you thought about the future, and I thought about, this is awkward.
There you go.
I feel like it works for the girls, but the guys, yeah, not
totally.
Really.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
We're going to give our producer, Ray, Audio Raymond, a chance to win some money here. Raymond has had 1 month to read my book. I wrote a book called Bare Bones. I'm pretty proud of the fact that it was a little bit successful. It was a 4-week bestseller. And I wasn't expecting that, but I did expect Ray to read it because I wrote about him in the book. And I think just human nature, I would expect, because when somebody writes it, like, I'd be like, all right, let me read this book.
Right.
And it was also about the history of the show and, like, my life and I don't know. But Ray just didn't read it. And he was never, like, hiding it. He just didn't read it. And so we were talking about it. It's like, yeah, no, Ray, you haven't read a book in how long?
Oh, it's been years. Are you kidding me?
How many years do you think?
I would say, I mean, I'm almost wanting to say since college, but I know I randomly picked up one probably on a boring weekend. So it had easily been probably 3-4 years.
All right, so he hadn't read a book in, let's say, 5 years. And I wrote this book called Bare Bones. I looked at it. It's on paperback for $9.75 right now. Amazon.
Ooh, yeah. Bargain.
Look at that.
Steal.
You get it free 1 day from Prime. Oh. I'm not getting any money from that. But I do have money for $150, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get 4 out of 5 questions right about my book.
All right, let's go.
Now, you read the whole thing.
Yes. It, whatever, 197 pages. And some of the pages didn't even count. They were Roman numerals.
No, there was more pages than that. How many pages? How many pages in the book?
Like
330. Yeah, Ray. Did you? You sure you read the whole book? You didn't read like the.
I had hardback, so I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Okay.
There ain't 330.
We're pulling the book out right now. Here's the hard book. How many pages are in Bare Bones, written by me, Bobby Bones?
Yeah, 330. Good try.
Well, hold on.
It's 200.
Oh, exactly. Exactly what I just said.
200. Over 200, I'm being told.
All right, that's exactly what I said. Let's go. Start the game show.
All right. You don't have to get, I think I said 5 of 5. All you have to do is get 4 of 5. All right, right, okay? Cool. So you can miss one of them. All right, question number one from my book, Bare Bones. My mom threw me a 10th birthday party. What was the theme of it?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh, damn. Correct.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. You had like all kinds of things. You had little blow things, and it was like the biggest birthday party because it was double digits.
Yeah, I never had a birthday party until that one. Oh, wow. All right. I didn't make these questions either, so how about this one? What was the name of my sidekick who snuck into the rival radio station and broke into the station?
Gilligan.
Correct! Wow! Two down.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he was, I think it was like Alice 107 something.
Yeah, Alice 107.7.
Yeah!
I broke into them. I took over their airwaves. I wrote about it in the book. Oh, I got me. That's my first real trouble there. How about this one? Ray's answering questions that I wrote inside my book, Bare Bones. How did I find out that I was adopted?
You just saw it on a social security card.
Oh! Wow! Nailed it!
Look at you, Ray!
You read the book.
Yeah, your grandma didn't tell you. Nobody really told you. That's how you found out.
That's right. I saw my social security card with a different last name on it. And I was like, wait, what is that? And they told me my mom left when I was a kid and my grandma adopted me. I had no idea. Wow! He's only got to get one more right. All right, here's a question Mike gave me. So I had to give the eulogy at my mom's funeral, which is very tough for me. And as I was struggling with it, someone's cell phone went off and it played a song right in the middle of me crying. What song played from the cell phone in the middle of the funeral?
It's some Leroy Brown. I don't know the exact name of the song.
I need the exact name.
I'll probably miss this one, but it's like, you got to get out of here, Leroy Brown or something.
That's incorrect. I'm sorry. The answer was bad, Leroy Brown. Bad.
Yeah, you
got
to get out of here because you're bad.
It's bad, Leroy Brown. Now, it all comes down to this. It all comes down to this. For all the money, Ray.
Okay.
And I don't feel like these questions have been terribly hard. Like,
if you didn't read the book, I would have never known any of those.
That's the point of reading the book.
That's what I'm saying. It proves I read it.
Oh, I know. But here we go. But that wasn't the game. The game was win money.
Okay.
Last question.
All right.
I'm going to give you a straightforward one. Okay, easy. What was the name of my first ever radio station?
Alice was the competitor.
My first radio station, Hot Springs, Arkansas.
It was a Q107 or something.
I need an answer.
That's my guess. That's all I got.
What's your answer?
Q.
Starts Q100 was my second station. KLAZ was my first
station.
Come
on!
I know. 105.9 KLAZ. Ray, I'm sorry you did not win.
Wow. Whatever. I went 3 for 3. That was a nice little roll.
That's pretty good.
I tell you what, Ray.
Yeah, I mean, let's do call letters. What was a call letter of a station in the east side of town? I mean, who knows?
That was my first station. Ray, you can have. Here's what you can have.
Yeah, let's stay away from the call letters.
No. Ray, here's what you can have. You can have $50. Okay?
Okay.
Or the mystery amount of money.
$50.
He's so smart. Hey, tell him what the mystery was going to be.
The mystery was going to be
$149. Oh!
But that's okay. Ray, you won $50.
Yeah!
Even though you failed the test. Ray, what'd you think of the book?
I thought it was pretty good. It was an easy read. I'm a pretty slow reader, but I was whizzing right through it. So I
think it was entertaining at all?
I enjoyed the whole first 100 pages. I didn't know a lot of that stuff, so that was new to me. The backside, it was a lot of stuff since I've been around, so I knew most of that. But
yeah.
A book always tells more than a person or a radio show could tell. So, I mean, it was new stuff I didn't even know.
And did you see when I wrote about you?
I did. That was cool. I didn't even remember that it was that much. My girlfriend said that you wrote about me. I really just thought it was a picture. So that was actually pretty cool. I've read those paragraphs like 5 times.
All right. There's Raymond with $50.
Yeah,
nice work.
Raymond.
I wrote a book called Bare Bones if you want to buy it. Ray gives it 4 stars, 5 stars. How many stars do you give it?
I'll give you 5.
Out of 5. Yeah, yeah! Our producer Morgan's 24, 25?
24.
24. She's never taken a beer funnel, beer bong. And so she's talking about it. She's like, I was just watching these teens do it, and I never tried it. So we have it here. And so it's on Facebook Live. You'll be able to watch it.
Whoa.
Hey, somebody grab the Facebook Live. Not Lunchbox. He's not. He's filming on the ground.
No, I'm trying to help. Whoa.
What kind of beer did you choose, Morgan?
Michelob Ultra, because that was what was recommended as the lightest beer.
Yes.
Okay, so you pour it into the funnel.
I'm going to tilt the funnel, because that's what I'm
doing. Okay, she's pouring into the funnel right now.
My hands are shaking. Oh, I'm so nervous. My boyfriend's watching this right now. Please,
why are you nervous?
Because I'm gonna probably throw up everywhere.
Her boyfriend's watching.
Why do you care? What about? Did your boyfriend tell you not to do it? Is it a big fight?
He told me how to do it.
All right, here we go. Morgan will now.
And she's wearing a poncho.
Yeah, she did a pink poncho. It's a pink funnel. Morgan, Lunchbox has his thumb clogging. Lunchbox, what's the strategy here?
Squirt out.
Yeah, that's why I have my thumb in there.
If you lift it up high enough.
Okay, so Morgan has it in her hand. Are you ready, Morgan?
No.
3, 2, 1, go. It's in her mouth. And there goes the beer.
Oh, she just finished.
There goes the beer.
Come on, Morgan.
Go! Go! She's gonna throw up.
I don't feel very good right now. That's a lot of foam. It just
you got a lot of foam. You did a lot of foam there.
We can have a race. Race for the last.
As you blow the foam out, you go.
But not in here.
Oh, you blow. That's a thing.
Yeah.
But how do you feel, Morgan?
I don't feel great. I don't know why people want to do that, but
because it goes down the hatch fast.
It did go down the hatch.
All right,
fast.
A timer race. We got about a minute and a half, boys.
Oh, hurry.
So, Lunchbox versus Ray.
I'm going to choose yours so you can take one back.
We'll set up the timer. There's a challenge here to see who the best beer bonger is of these two. All right. But they both claim to be party kings. Ray's filling his green beer bong up. Lunchbox is filling his pink beer bong up.
Yeah, see, this is how you really beer bong. You use the same one, you get the germs.
Yeah.
Like, you don't use separate ones. Like, I know Morgan's, I'll get a brand new one for everybody. No.
Sweet werewolf t-shirt, dude.
No, it's Wolfpack. Hey, I wore it because this is back in Wolfpack days.
Oh, you're like college frat?
When I used to crush it.
All right, you wore a college shirt. Are we ready? Ray has his ready. Lunchbox has his ready.
I'm getting my foam out of there.
Place your bets. I take Ray in a heartbeat.
Oh, Ray. Yeah.
I mean, in a heartbeat. All right, here we go.
Why are you taking Ray over
Let's
me?
Do.
All right, Wolfpack.
You're not Wolfpack.
Okay,
I'm Wolfpack.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Then the beer ball. Oh!
Ray dominated. Ray dominated. Ray dominated. Lunchbox is still.
I missed my mouth.
Now beer's flying everywhere.
I missed my mouth.
Ray, you're the man. You're the real MVP. Ray, everybody, big winner today. Lunchbox slower than Morgan was.
Lunchbox, finish it.
At least finish it. There he is. He still didn't finish it.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, no. How humiliating. Wow. Were you like the Wolfpack's weakest member?
No.
Oh.
I just missed my mouth on that first spray. Oh, that was gross.
Hey, Ray, nice job, buddy.
Yeah!
Be the man. Ray dominates. Morgan got her first one in. Wolfpack's embarrassed. We come back. Oh, it's tough love.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
So the Property Brothers are building the house next to Lunchbox. Literally next door to you.
Literally my next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
I've seen them a few times.
They're just walking around.
They're just walking around doing their work.
And there's TV cameras.
Oh, there's some TV cameras when they're there.
So, okay, the real irony is Lunchbox tried to get on Property Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't realize you had to spend how much?
$70,000 minimum.
Of your own money.
Which is crazy.
So these people took out a loan.
Obviously.
And so he didn't get on, but his neighbors did. And so you see the property, but what are their names?
I don't know their names. I just know them.
Suit and tie and t-shirt.
Yeah, suit and tie and t-shirt. And they're right there. And it's really cool to see them, though. It's pretty exciting. I got to be real.
So, but it's making a lot of noise.
Dude, it's ruining my life. Like, all day, every day, I have to put up with noise coming from the house next door because it sounds like they're demolishing the house.
Here's some noise from the Property Brothers demolishing the house. That's one clip,
too. Oh, that got worse and worse.
And it's one solid clip because the bird never shot, you know?
I'm telling you, that is me sitting in my house hearing them just going, boom, boom. Like, how am I supposed to nap with that going on?
At least it's the daytime, and most people work during that time.
They are there, even on the weekends, 7 a.m. sharp, boom, boom, boom. Like, on the weekends, they can't sleep in? I mean, come on. I'm excited to have the Property Brothers in my neighborhood. But listen, how do you live with this?
Here it is again for those at home that just tuned in.
Jeez, oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Lunchbox.
You got to get a picture with you and the Property Brothers, man.
I mean, I want to so bad, but they always have TV cameras rolling.
Yeah,
and like,
you need a cameo on the show.
Oh, man. But can they please keep it down? I'm trying to get some sleep.
I'll call them.
Thank you.
I'm friends with one of them. Friends.
Which one?
No, I'm friends with one of them's friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Amy went to the car dealership yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, I had a nail in my tire. I thought it was going to be sort of like an easy trip. Nail in the tire, then air condition is leaking. So I had this wet stuff all over my floorboard, and I kind of thought I had a leak from when it was raining. But evidently, you know when your car is running and you drive away and there's wet stuff on the bottom from your air conditioning? Well, instead of it going out into the ground, it was just like seeping right into, you know, my car and carpet. And like it's hot and like there's like smell. I'm like, ugh. So now I have to deal with that. But then I didn't really feel so bad because the woman in front of me, she had mice in the hood of her car eating wires. And I was like, Whoa. Okay, maybe my stuff's not so bad, you know?
Dang.
Mice.
That's a bad day.
Yeah, for her.
That sounds like something Lunchbox would have.
I do have spiders in my trunk a lot. I find them living in there, paying no rent.
You just have creatures, bed bugs, spiders,
raccoons,
dogs, possums. I mean, you have animals all over.
I'm an animal-friendly house. What can I say?
You're like the new Steve Irwin, just dirty.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, I'm going to hit you with a never going to get it right now, because I don't think you can get the answer to this. Amy, you've been disqualified because I know you know the answer. Ready, you two?
Ready. Buddy,
Lunchbox and Eddie, what's the most satisfying place on the human body to scratch?
Okay.
Ooh, let me think. When I get an itch.
Think about that. The most satisfying place on the human body to scratch. Think about it. You want to go with an answer before I play the song?
Yeah, I'm here for the win.
All right. Let's see. Lunchbox.
My eye.
What in the eyeball? Weird.
Like whenever you get an itch, you close your eye.
You rub your eye.
You rub your eye.
Like, okay. Not correct.
Oh.
Eddie.
I mean, I'll go with the obvious just to lead us. It's your back.
Oh, your back. I love a good back scratch.
Right?
No.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
All right, never going to get it. You have another answer?
Got it.
Would you wager that you know it?
Yeah, I have a dollar.
All right,
yeah.
Never going to get it. Here we go. What's the most satisfying place on the human body to scratch? Lunchbox.
Your armpit.
So gross.
Oh.
Eddie.
Scratch your head.
No, what? I'm going to give you a hint. It's below your waist.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Bottom of your feet.
Oh. It's not your private.
Okay, well, all right, that's not that. Your bottom.
Nope, it's below your knees.
Oh.
You can, one at a time.
Your calf?
Between your toes?
It's below your calf.
Your ankle.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have one. Yeah. There we have one.
Ankle.
Get your ankle. The most satisfying place to scratch.
I don't
in the
really
body.
Get that.
I've never scratched my ankle before.
Really? Dude, it's awesome. I go home for like an hour and just go to town. Dude, when I need time off, I get in a bubble bath and scratch my ankle. Oh.
What on earth?
All right, you can make a call on this. I believe this will go to a vote. Is it Tidy Whitey's or Whitey Tidy's? Okay? Amy.
Whitey Tidy's, 100%.
Lunchbox.
No doubt, Whitey Tidy's.
Eddie.
It just feels right to say Tidy Whitey's.
No.
It feels right to me.
Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. And maybe the dumbest topic of all time.
Yeah.
We've been arguing about this for 24 hours. So we have two Whitey Tidy's
one tidy whitey. Ray, where do you fall on this?
Whitey tidies.
I'm whitey tidies.
You're whitey tidy too?
Yeah, I've never even heard of, what did you say?
Tidy whiteys. It's the opposite of what you said.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's 80% whitey tidy in the room, Eddie.
Wow, man. I don't know. It's just one of those things where if I wasn't even thinking about it and just said it, that's what would come
like
out of my mouth.
It's like if you told your kids, your boys, you're like, get your tidy whiteys on.
I'm sure we've said that before in my house. My kids will be raised to call it tidy whiteys.
You should not raise them that way. Wait,
what are you wearing over there, Eddie, right now?
Boxer briefs.
Yeah. What color?
Black.
Dang.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just wondering. Lunchbox, what you got on over there?
I got here. Boxers.
Any cool, fun patterns? Sometimes he has
probably
like...
Probably the Simpsons.
Bart Simpson.
No, I don't have any Simpsons.
Oh, you don't have to pull your pants down.
Oh, what are you doing? Oh.
And they're like those little are like, bully ones.
That's like nice grandpa. Persian.
Yeah.
Persian pattern.
These might be 10 years old.
What do you have, Bones?
Just blue boxer briefs.
Let's see them.
Oh.
They're like Ralph Lauren.
Oh, wow. Schmancy.
Those are real nice.
Yeah. No, never mind. They're Polo. I don't know. They're some off-brand of not Polo.
Pala.
No, they're not fake. But oh.
The lower-end Polo?
Yeah. Okay. It's like if you go to Walmart and get put the Polo stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Like Ralph.
Eddie, like the calls are falling in for you here.
Yeah.
What?
Tidy Whitey's here to come.
What region?
South, real south.
But I'm from Arkansas, dude.
Yeah, south I'm America. From the south.
Let's go to Brazil. David in Jacksonville, Florida.
I say Tidy Whitey.
Yeah, okay.
Whitey
Tidy. What I'm talking about.
Now it's sounding weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Rusty in Georgia. Rusty.
Hey, Bobby.
What do you think?
How we doing, brother?
We're good. What do you say about this?
Man, I am fixing to be 55 in October, and it's always been tidy whitey.
I mean, the vote's starting to even out.
Man, here we
whitey
go. We'll put this up on our Facebook page.
Tidy whiteys.
Is it whitey tidies or tidy whiteys?
Dumbest vote like, ever.
It's important, though.
There's got to be 1,000 things more important to talk about right now than this.
But right now, this is it, though.
I don't know.
But now I'm wondering, like...
Have you been saying it wrong this whole time?
Like, did my family... What's wrong? Like, why are we wrong?
Hello, Ethan.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
It's Tidy Whitey.
Oh, my God.
Guys, what's happening here?
I don't know. I'm starting to question myself.
You Patrick should. In Murfreesboro.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What do you think?
Man, growing up, I've always called them Tidy Whiteys.
Man.
I think they're right.
By the way, the phone's... Fat like a dog tick right now, boys.
Oh, man.
The debate was Whitey Tidy versus Tidy Whitey. Hello, Corey in Beaumont, Texas.
Yeah, that's Corey, Beaumont. Hey, I got 5 brothers, and we all ran around in our Tidy Whiteys.
Damn. Eddie, I'm telling tidy you, everybody's Tidy Whitey.
Guys.
Like, us three could be completely wrong on this.
Wow.
I don't know why y'all don't listen to me.
No, we do. That's why we kept saying.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, we do listen. Hey, Corey, appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
All right, see you, buddy. Man. Hello, let's go over to South Alabama. Tammy. Hey, Tammy.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
It is Tidy Whitey.
Wow.
Tidy Whiteys.
Tidy Whiteys.
Hey, don't
it
yell at me.
It
feels
like,
That was fast, you know? We're on our way to school.
Yeah, well, Tammy, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye. Man. Okay, I'm done, because they're all, Eddie, they're all Tidy Whiteys.
So it's unanimous?
So it's split, 50-50.
I win?
It's
no! Good.
50-50 split.
Tidy Whiteys. It's you, Bobby Bones on. What's up, Bobby?
Our video editor, Eddie, dad of two, husband, family man, you got to do things like deal with the exterminator.
Oh, man, we might have to get rid of our exterminator. Wow. You tell me if I should. He's really been good. We've had him for like 2 years and really no mistakes. But, man, he made a critical mistake last time he was
here.
So
you want us to decide if you should fire your exterminator?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be a part of firing somebody.
Okay, well, let's hear what happened. All right.
Well, he was working on the house, spraying the house. He went in the backyard and he left the backyard gate open.
Ooh.
He took off. He was done with his thing. Coachella, my dog, about an hour later, found out that the door was open. Boom, she's gone. So we didn't even realize she was gone. Lucky for us, like 30 minutes later, I guess, somebody found her and they brought her back to the house.
Because she was just in the backyard.
She has a doggy door, so right. She goes backyard free range or whatever. But she found that door wide open and she had a night off, I guess, in the neighborhood.
Wow.
So now I'm like, that's a big deal. Like, you can't be leaving the back door open. I feel like exterminators is part of their classes that
training.
They take.
Their oath
their
they
training.
Took?
Yeah.
The exterminator oath.
Make sure that back door latch is closed completely.
So what are you asking?
Well, I mean, my wife and I were talking about it. We're like, I feel like we should get a new one. That's okay. a pretty lethal mistake.
Let me tell you, let me drop some real life on you.
Okay.
One, people screw up.
Yes, more than robots.
Yes, a lot more than robots, which I say a lot. So, here's the thing you have to factor in. One, if something bad would happen to the dog, I think it's a different question. Nothing bad happened to the dog. In the end, what's the final product? Nothing happened bad.
We got the dog back.
You got the dog back. Okay, so that's one.
Hmm.
Number two, is this the first time anything ever bad's happened with this guy?
Yes.
You've had him for years.
Yes.
And here's the final question, and I want you to be honest and think to yourself, do you ever make mistakes?
Hmm. Ooh, rarely. Okay, I make mistakes.
Those three things factored in. The fact that you make mistakes. Two, the dog wasn't hurt. And three, he's been doing this for you in a great way for years. I think if it happens multiple times, then it's probably time for a new one.
So if he leaves the gate open one more time, it's
you
like,
say
sorry.
Something to him. Like, hey, man, last time you were here, you left the gate open, dog got out. And we're all good and stuff. I just want to remind you that not to leave the gate.
Yeah.
It's an honest mistake. And nothing bad happened to the dog.
Has that ever happened to you guys?
I've had people leave the gate open, like when they come to like fix the air conditioner.
Yeah. Did you fire him?
Yes. No.
Hmm.
Okay. What I did, though, is I fixed it automatically. I put a lock on it because it was my fault. I should have known better than to just leave it. I put it on me. And so that way, when they come and they've got to unlock it, they have to go, hey, I need to unlock this lock. And I'm like, oh, cool. I'm going to unlock it. But remember, I got a dog. And
smart.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. This guy has one more chance.
How about he's just gonna come?
He's a good guy. We'll let this one slide.
Does anyone disagree with me? By the way, you can.
No, 100%.
No, I mean it's just one little thing, and maybe he doesn't even know you have a dog.
Yeah, Coachella is.
Oh,
sort
he knows
of
I have a dog.
Okay,
there's a new
every
dog.
Time he comes in, he's like, "Hey, can we put that?"
And
dog
that's
up?
What Bobby, I was gonna ask you the same thing. Like, what if Bobby just fired us for every mistake we made, Eddie? We'd be out of a job.
Day one,
man.
You guys
brutal.
Would be.
Yeah.
Day one.
Yeah.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, thank you guys for hanging out. Really appreciate you guys being part of the show today. For listening, for calling, for tweeting, Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you guys so much. iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on demand. Thanks, guys.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.